This podcast is brought to you by AJ Products, made in Sweden for the rest of the world. Visit ajproducts.ie to see how we can make your workplace work for you.
Each month for the Irish Times Snapshot poll, the public is asked one specific question. What have you come across in what the government has said or done recently that has made you think the country is going in the right or wrong direction?
I would agree with everything Simon Harris is saying, but I don't believe a word of it.
So I think the government's approach to the war in Gaza is going in the right direction, but they're totally taking the wrong direction when it comes to immigration.
They're not looking after their own people. I wasn't able to work because of a broken wrist and I didn't get a shilling while people came in from other countries and get all the benefits.
The economy's booming. There's been no recession in a long time. We're doing very well.
Those are just some of the responses read by actors that were given in April's poll on the government's performance. Snapshot doesn't measure how important the issue is in people's minds. Rather, it measures what people are aware of, what has cut through the media noise. But one thing we know for sure is that people aren't happy with government, and they've a lot to say.
The government have no clue what they're doing. Three monkeys would do it a lot better.
This is in the news from the Irish Times. I'm Bernice Harrison. Today, from housing to bottle recycling, what's grabbing the public's attention? Jennifer Bray on the latest Snapshot poll. Jen, we've been collecting data for the Snapshot series in the Irish Times since last July. But maybe for those who haven't come across it yet, can you explain what it is?
Yeah, so Snapshot is a monthly series of polling that we are carrying out in the Irish Times. The reporting is led by our political editor, Pat Leahy, and Ipsos BNA. What it does is it tracks what issues are basically catching the attention of the public. So the question that people are asked when they're polled is, what have you come across in what the government has said or done recently that has made you think the country is going in the right or wrong direction? So each Snapshot poll that we carry out is conducted among a random sample of 1,000 Irish adults and the age is 15 years and upwards. So the question is really, what are the issues that are catching your attention to make you believe or think that the country is either going in the right direction or the wrong direction? So it tracks the sentiments of the resulting from the decisions that the government makes.
I think crucially, though, it's worth saying that it's not the issues that are most important to people. It's the issues that they're most aware of the government dealing with. Isn't that it?
Exactly. It's the issues that have caught a voter's attention. Basically, it's what they've spotted that is at the top of their consciousness, I suppose. You know, if we take, for example, around the month when we saw the riots in Dublin, we saw that month the issue of crime shoot straight up to kind of the very, very top of the agenda. And obviously that's natural enough because it was such a big story. It was all over the news. It was all over the media. And people, I think, were appalled by what they saw. So of course it would be at the fore of what you're noticing. And then you're thinking about kind of government justice policy. And you're wondering, are they strong enough? And does this mean that the government is bringing us in the right direction, given what has happened? So it could also apply to an issue like RTE. When those stories kind of explode and become, you know, very controversial, they rise up the agenda, I suppose.
So in March, the poll showed that the referendums were top on people's mind. What made it to the top in April's poll?
Yeah, April's poll is really interesting. We can see now that housing remains the issue that is preoccupying the Irish public. 21% gave housing their first mention. So that makes it the most important issue or the most salient issue by a wide margin. So we can see the housing in the April poll is once again right back up the top of those issues that are being noticed by the public.
Now, the poll isn't a sort of a box ticking exercise. It allows people to make comments. And almost 9 in 10 of the comments on housing are negative. One of the responses on housing was from someone who said, "My three kids have emigrated because they can't afford to live in Dublin or buy properties." What else were we hearing from respondents?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, it was 88% of those kind of, and we do get these verbatim comments basically as part of the data set. 88% of those comments were negative in sentiment when it came to the issue of housing. Other comments that we saw when we went through the list included young people emigrating, leaving the country, and kind of their parents concerned, their relatives upset about that. People not believing the government when they say they're making progress, or when they give their updates, not really believing what they're being told. We also see people saying that, you know, being very upset and very annoyed with the number of homeless people, comments about not enough houses outside Dublin being built. Then, of course, very unsurprisingly, comments about rental prices and how high they are, housing prices and how expensive it is to buy a house, issue with planning permissions. I mean, it goes on. A lot of the comments are quite widespread, but nothing that would really surprise you. Issues that have come up consistently since the last general election in 2020.
It's interesting to me that the gender aspect on the response to housing, because the poll breaks the figures down into male and female. And housing gets much more attention from women, 25%, than men, 17%. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I was really interested by this finding. And I think I was kind of, I remembered when I was looking at it, some research that was carried out last year by, I think it was in Morocco, and it found that the cost of living crisis has hit women and young families and renters actually as well, disproportionately hard. And if, though that research found that women are less happy with their own financial situation than men, and that they also reported lower levels of satisfaction with their mental health and with their physical health. And then for I suppose, for mothers and for parents who are feeling maybe the impact of perhaps having to shop around more and think more about the household budget, perhaps the issue of finance is a little bit closer to the top of their agenda. And we know there is a gender pay gap in Ireland as well, although it is narrowing, it's still very much a fact of Irish life. And I think maybe there are some of the factors that might feed into that.
Ireland's not full and Ireland depends on immigration. Look around our hospitals, look around our hospitality sector. That's, though, not contradictory to say it's really important to have a rules-based system. And I think what Irish people expect is fairness, rules in place and an efficient application of the rules.
The poll was taken in 2 weeks in April, and it seemed to me that throughout April, immigration has been really, really prominent in the media, lots of coverage. So did it come as a surprise to you that housing emerged as a bigger issue for people than immigration?
Not really, no, because actually since the Snapshot series began, we've seen that housing and immigration, those two issues have by and large been the two biggest issues for the public that is catching their attention. And sometimes one outstrips the other depending on the month, but it is clear, I think, when it comes to the work of politicians and the work of government, that these are the two issues at the top of the agenda. And for some voters, I think the issue is interlinked because there's the scarcity of accommodation for Irish citizens and the scarcity of accommodation for people who arrive into the country seeking refuge or shelter. So those two issues are interlinked to a certain degree. And I think that when you look back through the previous months, and even when you look back at the very start of the polling series, we started collecting information last year and then we started publishing that information late last year. The issue of housing from the very beginning was right up there at the top. And immigration a couple of times has either overtaken it or come quite close to it. So it doesn't surprise me that they're kind of switching and changing depending on what stories perhaps people are noticing in the media, on the news, in their environment, or in their locality.
And do we get an idea from Snapshot the sentiments of people around immigration?
According to my information, it sort of peaked around 24% in January as being the issue in the Snapshot series that the public had noticed. And we know now that in this poll, the April's poll, that it's fallen to 12%. But we know that one in four of the comments, it was 24% on immigration, are supportive of the government's policy and of the attempts to basically find new accommodation for people who are arriving. One of the comments said that something the government has been doing right is supporting refugees, which I think is a really good thing. But that still remains, the fact remains that the majority of comments, the 76%, are critical. Many people are, I suppose, very concerned about the scale of the issue, and they feel it's going in the wrong direction. They feel that there isn't the proper infrastructure in place across the country. And I went through some of the comments and I was very, very struck by the level of alarm and concern about where this will leave us in the coming year and in the coming years. And I think there's concern about the government's policy. Now, I do believe that it has come down percentage-wise in terms of the issue that people are saying they're more concerned about, because in recent weeks and months, we have seen the government attempt to tighten up their immigration rules. Last week, for example, we saw that the government were introducing a new faster processing time for the country where the highest level of arrivals come from in the previous 3 months. And right now that country is Nigeria. We know they're adding more countries to the list of safe countries of origin, which basically also means faster processing times. And there is a hardening of kind of the, even the way politicians talk about kind of the policies around immigration. A lot of talk of, if you should be here, we will look after you. If you should not be here, you will have to leave. That's what Simon Harris, the new Taoiseach, said. So I think they've been very aware that this has been an issue that's very much concerning the public. And they're trying to go down the avenues that they legitimately can tighten up on.
Does the poll show any difference around the country? Do people in Dublin feel different about immigration than people in the rest of the country?
I think the scale of the fact that there are so many people who have provided comments that they believe that are negative shows that this is not just an issue that's in Dublin. And we've seen down to the last couple of months, maybe places in Roscommon or other counties where perhaps the last hotel that was in use had been taken or had been used as emergency accommodation. So I think there are loads of communities around the country that perhaps feel that they have shouldered a disproportionate burden in relation to the challenge. Even if there are a huge amount of people being accommodated in Dublin, I think this is an issue that affects both rural voters and also urban voters as well.
How does it feel today?
Today feels pretty good. It was a difficult decision to make that I oscillated on a few occasions.
One of the biggest political stories in April in the period that the poll was taken was the resignation of Leo Varadkar, Simon Coveney, and then Simon Harris becoming Taoiseach.
And would you have any advice for your successor?
It's almost impossible to prepare for. You pretty much become a different person the day you become Taoiseach.
Now, people replying to the poll can say what they like. They can say what interests them or not. Were people interested in this?
7% of respondents had noticed or cited the change of leadership. Like you mentioned there, Leo Varadkar's shock decision to step down as Taoiseach. So, of course, it was a huge political story and it dominated the news agenda. And it would be very surprising, I think, if people hadn't noticed it. I think I was surprised at how high it was. I thought 7%.
Do you think 7% is high?
I think people have a lot of kind of bigger concerns in relation to issues that they see as being important. And we mentioned, obviously, those two big issues, housing and immigration. To a certain extent, I was surprised it was that high, but I'm not, you know, overall 7% isn't a gigantic figure, right? You know, it's not like it's 30% or 40%. But I think what was more interesting than that was the respondents, how they felt about that change of leadership. So around one third of 35%, they saw it positively. They welcome kind of the change. But then around two thirds or just under two thirds were negative about the change. And there was one interesting comment I saw on it about Leo Varadkar's resignation, the fact Simon Coveney also stood down from cabinet and as Minister for Enterprise. There was comments about kind of the number of Fine Gael TDs who and government TDs who have said they're retiring or not running in the next general election, and comments, people wondering about what does that mean for the future direction of politics of the country, or does this say something more alarming about politics? So I think people are looking at the issue kind of perhaps with a perspective of why exactly are all of these people leaving politics. And I think I heard someone say over the last couple of days, do they know something we don't know? So it's clearly an issue.
When you went down through the list, were you surprised to see the new recycling scheme getting a mention? I'll just read one of the comments, what one person said. The machines are gammy and look awful. They go out of order as well after about 7 bottles, which means you have to go to another machine if you have lots of items. So people are a bit cross. So were you surprised to see it there?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I think it's one of these things that comes up, when you cover politics. It's coming down the track, so you don't expect it maybe to be a controversial issue. And then when it happens, you realise that people are really very unhappy about it. Not everybody, of course. There's a lot of people who in the Snapshot series believe that the green agenda is the right thing and that the kind of the future direction in relation to climate change and the policies that are in place are the right ones to take. But this particular issue, the deposit return scheme, I think is exercising people a bit. And I can understand why, to be honest, because, you know, if you don't drive, for example, it's not a really appealing prospect to bring your bag of cans on the bus and rattle around up to your local Lidl and then only get there to find the machine doesn't work. And we know this has been an issue around the country. We know this is an issue they've responded to. And I think it annoys people especially because there has been this extra charge put on, you know, products that can be recycled. So I think there possibly are people out there looking at this extra charge they're paying every time they go to the shops. And then when they get to the machines, they're not working and they're wondering, hold on a second, that's hardly fair. So I think that those issues, if the government wants that scheme to be a success, they need to iron those issues out with the operators of the scheme ASAP.
Hundreds of thousands of householders face price increases for their broadband, TV and phone services.
The greatest challenge which most families face is the rising cost of living. Rising costs for energy and many basic products is a worldwide problem, but it's one we have to address here.
The cost of petrol and diesel will increase as excise duty that had been cut is restored.
Now, April has been a tough month for most people when it comes to just the bills, just your monthly bills. Where did the cost of living rank in the latest poll? Is it still front of mind for most people?
It ranked, mentioned by 6% of respondents nationally and by 9% of working class respondents. This is slightly up. The cost of living and inflation issue peaked somewhere around last year, around budget time. People were very concerned about their finances, about what help they would get in the budget, about the coming winter period, about their electricity bills in particular. Energy prices were a really big consideration for people. And then we saw over the last couple of months, cost of living issue kind of come down the chart. And now we can see it kind of starting to chip upwards again. And I think there's a couple of reasons for this. I mean, like I mentioned, energy prices, which is, you know, a huge issue. I read a piece in the Irish Times a couple of days ago that said that those prices are still 80% above what was considered normal a couple of years ago. Also, at the same time, even though inflation is cooling and even though the projected inflation for the coming year is perhaps less than we thought it would be last year, some costs remain very high. So food costs have increased by around 25% over the last, let's say, 2.5 years. Health insurance costs have increased. And then we also have this issue, which I think will become a big issue in the next couple of weeks and leading into the budget. This is the reduced excise duty rates on petrol and diesel. So this was a big part of the government's cost of living package last year. They've kind of been partially removed. And I think people are really feeling that at the petrol pumps. So when they're getting up in the morning and they're driving into work and they're filling up their tank, they're noticing they're paying a lot more money. So I think that even though the government, and they're correct to say inflation is cooling down somewhat, there are so many different prices that people, whether it's your grocery shop, whether it's filling up your car, that remain high. And I think now coming into the summer, as we start to get into the budgetary process in the next couple of months, I think you will see that chip upwards, and it's not a surprise to see it there.
Coming up, what are Irish people feeling positive about?
This podcast is brought to you by AJ Products, creating a more friction-free office. Made in Sweden for the rest of the world. Visit ajproducts.ie to see how we can make your workplace work for you.
So there are some issues that the public feel the government is clearly losing on. Can we go through some of the winners?
Yeah, I think from what I've seen in the polling series and the fact that it's so low down the agenda, I think there is widespread public support for the position, strong position that the government has taken on the Palestine-Israel conflict. And I think that people have seen that in comparison to other European countries and what other European leaders say from the very beginning of the crisis, that you've seen probably the Irish government take quite a strong stance on it. And from reading some of the comments in the snapshot polling, the verbatim comments, I think there is satisfaction with the stance the government's taken and with perhaps the work of Micheál Martin as well, who's the Minister for Foreign Affairs, who has been, very proactive in the role and very energetic as well. So I think that's one thing. I think another thing is climate change. It's interesting because the Green Party are in such a weird spot that Eamon Ryan, his personal satisfaction levels, I mean, if you go around the country and talk to people, a lot of people have very negative things to say about him. And yet in the snapshot polling, you can see a lot of people saying they believe the Green agenda is the correct one. They're happy with the direction. In fact, I saw some comments of people saying that it's actually not happening fast enough, and you can understand why when you see all stories about, you know, global warming and the fact that the continent of Europe is one of the hottest in the last couple of years and bottom of the league in that sense. So those issues, I think that the public are relatively happy with. And then I think there was also positive comments in relation to education. So before he became Taoiseach, Simon Harris was the Minister for Further and Higher Education. And in the last budget, we saw him kind of move to cut a lot of the college fees effectively. I noticed a couple of comments in the Snapshot series where people said that they were happier that the cost of sending their children to college was that bit lower.
This poll is published today in the Irish Times. Do you think the government will be taking any learnings from the findings?
Definitely. I think when they saw earlier in the year, particularly these monthly polls coming out, which showed consistently, although different issues come and go, like I said, riots could be the referendums, cost of living, they move up and down the charts, all that kind of stuff. That the big issues, housing and immigration, when they saw the level of negative commentary about their immigration policies, I detected after that very much so a significant hardening of the government line. Like I'd mentioned, the new rules they've brought in and the attempts that they're making to tighten up on those rules. And I do think that they pay attention to these things, public sentiment, because this year we very well could have a general election in November or late October. It might be next year, but it very well could be this year. We've got local and European elections in a matter of weeks. This is the time, I think, when they really do sit up and ask, okay, what are people talking about? What are people annoyed about? What should we do? And then they do seek to respond, I think, to some of those concerns to a certain extent. And I think that they do watch all polling. Politicians love to tell you, we don't pay attention to polls. Only poll that matters is the one on election day, which is just not true. They do pay attention. They very much do. And I think that this will feed into their decision making, which is why I find the snapshot polling and all polls actually so interesting.
Now, as you say, what appears in the poll changes every month. I'm looking here, you know, as you mentioned before, last July, RTE, really up there. In October, the budget, everybody's very interested in the budget. Well, it's budget month, they would be. In December, policing. What do you think, crystal ball time, what do you think is going to be on the agenda in the next poll, high on the agenda? Well, obviously you say immigration and housing, but
yeah.
Is there going to be any weird curveballs coming in there?
Crystal ball time is my least favourite time of being a political journalist because I always get it wrong and then someone will pull out the clip and be like, ha ha ha. But no, I think that actually this year, one thing that struck me already in the month of April was the fact that we were seeing budget kites flying already. We saw at the Fine Gael conference and at the Fianna Fáil conference, both sides trying to take credit already for slashing this cost and cutting this tax and USC that and, you know, more electricity credits, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And both trying to stake their claim on the patch there. And then a very unhappy Eamon Ryan saying, don't make promises you can't keep to the electorate that could be hard to deliver. And it just struck me that the budgetary process, because of the fact, like I mentioned, with these elections being just around the corner, I think that the budget has taken on, and this probably will be the most political one so far. There'll be so much more pressure. Like even there's a huge issue within, bubbling up within particularly Fine Gael and all parties, but particularly Fine Gael, which is the issue of VAT for hospitality, food businesses and the desire to kind of split that and to have the lower 9% rate. That costs hundreds of millions of euros. And if you did that in the budget, you're taking up a huge, huge amount of a huge chunk of change and leaving yourself not that much room to maneuver elsewhere. And I think that this is going to be an issue that starts earlier. The cost of living issue, we've seen it creep up now. I think you'll see more of that in the next couple of months. I also think that we'll see housing remain very much at the top of the chart, and immigration, of course, and housing, because people, this will be the time before elections where people ask, have they made progress? Where people kind of tune in and go, well, let's actually look at the statistics. Let's dig down into this. And I know I'll be writing about this anyway as well. And that gives it more kind of political heat, I suppose. And there's always banana skin stuff that comes up, like RTE will be a big one, because the government will decide, Simon Harris said he'll decide by the summer recess, what the future funding model at RTE is. This is a huge call because they've talked about this for years, as you know. And one part of the government believes it should be direct exchequer funding. Another part of the government thinks absolutely not. It should be collected by revenue, and perhaps it will be the same or a lower TV licence fee, which is almost kind of like, you know, it's not that bad, basically. An easier way to sell it. They'll have to decide on that. It's a big call. It'll be contentious within coalition. And I think when the publics are thinking about it, it'll be contentious there too. And I'd say you'll see that pop up now before the summer recess in July.
Jen, thanks very much. Lots to read in that snapshot poll today. Thanks very much. That's it for today. For the full detail of April's snapshot poll, subscribe at irishtimes.com/subscribe. Thanks to Jennifer Bray from the political team. I'm Bernice Harrison. This episode is produced by Suzanne Brennan. In the news, we'll be back tomorrow.